All right, let's do a little bit of a recap here on Shaar Yichud V'Emuna on the third chapter. So last week we discussed that the reason we see things in their physical manifestation is because we have spiritual cataracts and we can't see the true existence, the true life source of everything, which is the Maitzi Pi Hashem, the words of Maase Bereishis that give everything its true existence. And if only we were able to see that, then we would see things in their true reality rather than seeing just the physical manifestation of that. That's how he began Perek Gimel. What's more, he said that really, without the true spiritual existence, everything would cease to exist as it was before it was created, before Sheish Yisimei Bereishis. And due to the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is moment by moment creating everything, and it's a mere, to use a borrowed term, it's really just a projection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the minute the projector, the bulb goes out, the minute the projection stops, everything ceases to exist. And he gave the example of the sun. That's an example that he started already, I believe, in Perek Beis. And the lack of significance that exists in the sun, the rays of the sun as they are in the sun. That's how we are to understand the significance of the Bria vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That it's only at a great distance that the ray of the sun has any purpose or has any standing. And so too, it's only at great distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Bria has any standing or significance, and again, only in the eyes of those who are distant from the source, from the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's giving them their true reality. Okay, so now he asks the question, if the ray of the sun, as it exists in the sun, has no standing, has no true existence, then how is it that the Bria, that the world, can appear to have its own existence from our vantage point? How does that happen? Or to put it in a different terms, how do you create distance from God? He says it's only at great distance that you can have standing. Well, how do you create distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Somebody's phone there needs to be muted. There's a racket there. Perek Dalet. So we are on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, page 156. Whoever has the racket in the background, please mute your phone. Kine, Perek Dalet. Kine Ksiv Kishemesh Umogein Hashem Elikim. The pasuk says that Hashem Elikim, and again we're going to get into great detail about the meaning of those two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elikim, that Hashem Elikim are a Shemesh, the sun, Umogein. Here for this purpose we are going to translate that as a sheath. This pasuk is in Tehillim, chapter Pei Dalid, pasuk 12. Kishemesh umogein, the sun and the shield is Hashem Elikim, is Havaya Elikim. Pirish, that is to say, mogein, what's a shield? What's a sheath? Hunartek, it's a holder, Vashemesh. It's a holder for the sun, Lahogein. To protect. What are we protecting? Sheyuchlu habriyos l'soiv light. The sun has around it a sheath that allows creation to tolerate the unbelievably powerful rays, heat, and light of the sun. How do we know such a thing? Kamayma Chazal. Because Chazal tells us, Lo Asid Lavai, that in the world to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maitzicham Min Atika, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to take the sun out of its sheath. So you see that the Gemara tells us that in the world to come, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to remove the sun from its holder. And Rishoyim Nidainin Bo, it says that the wicked are going to be judged by it. They're going to be burnt by its brightness. And Tzadik and Nehenin, and the righteous, are going to find refuah, actually, in that light of the sun, when it's removed from its sheath. Now, what David HaMelech is trying to tell us in this pasuk is a critical lesson about how the Rebbeinu Shlom creates creation each and every moment, and that is, just like the sheath, just like the holder, is Magin, it's Megan, it protects Ba'ad HaShemesh, the light of the sun. Kach, so too are we to understand Shem Elikim, the function of the name of Elikim is Megan L'Shem Havai Baruch Hu. It is a sheath, it protects the brilliance, the overbearing power of Shem Havai. And now he explains something we're supposed to have in mind every time we say Hashem's name. The Shem Havaya, the name of Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey. Pirushoi, the meaning of that name, is Shemahava es Hakoil, that He brings everything into existence, Me'ayin L'yesh, from nothingness into existence, into somethingness. Which is really the word Hoive. Hoive means it exists. You have a Yud at the front of that Hoive. V'hayud mishameshes ala pa'ula. Yud, its function is that it points towards action. Shu b'loshen Hoive v'tomid, meaning that it is constantly going on. Yud, Hoive, is the name of Hashem, meaning that Hashem is constantly bringing everything into existence. Kedepirish Rashi, where do we see that Yud has that function, that it's an ongoing process? Rashi tells it that a posuk, kocha yasa oyev kolay yomim, that's what the Yud does, is that that's what's going on at all times. So he explains, vehainu, that is to say, Ha'achiyos ha'nishba b'chol rege mamish b'chol abruim, the life force that flows from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at each and every moment, literally in each and every creation, mimoytze pi Hashem, from the utterance of Hashem's breath v'ruchoi u'mehava oisam, and it brings it into reality me'ayin l'yesh, from nothingness into somethings, and it takes place b'chol rege, every moment. Because as we explained in the last three prokim, ki lo yidai lohem b'ma shenivru b'sheshes yimei bereshis, it would be inadequate for them to continue to exist utilizing just the words of 5,775 years ago, liyas kayom em bezeh kemesh kesavti lo. Because remember, when you have something that runs against nature, like last week we spoke about the throwing the rock up in the air, so it's not adequate to have the energy just there, but if you're working against nature, you have to have something that's constantly keeping it going, that power which works against nature. And therefore the natural state of being is non-existence. So if we're going to create existence, there has to be something which is constantly an ongoing basis bringing it into existence. Now, v'hine, b'sid shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Navi organizes the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'siv, the pasuk says, Hagodol, Hagibur, v'hanoira. What do those terms mean? Godol, we translate as great. Gibor is mighty. Neira is awesome. So now we are going to retranslate those terms. Pirish Hagodoyl, the interpretation of the word Gidula, Himidas Chesed, is the attribute of loving kindness, of Chesed. Vihispashtus Hachius, and it is the flow of life force. B'chadoylamais, Ubruim Le'en Ketz V'tachlis. It is the life force that goes into all the worlds and every single creation down to the last detail. Leah is Bruim, to create them, Miayin Leyesh, from nothingness into somethingness. Vikayamim, and they continue to exist, Bechesed Chinam, with total loving kindness. Total Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibona. The world exists completely and totally on kindness. Ah, you're going to say, why is that Gedula? What does Chesed have to do with Gedula? V'nikras Gedula, this concept of creation, of an ongoing spreading, expanding creation, is called Gedula. Because it stems from the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His glory and from Himself. Because the pasuk says, "Ki Godel Hashem," Hashem is Godel. V'Ligdudo Sayin Cheker. Another pasuk in Ashrei. Ulechein, and because of this gedula, Mashpia Gamkin Chius V'Yisavus Mi'ayin Liyesh. This is the cause for which reason the Rebbeinu Shleilam pours forth existence from nothingness to something. Zloilamis Ubruim and Kates to the worlds and to billions upon billions of detailed creations to an infinite number. And the source of this Svarim HaKadoshim write, it stems from the fact Sheteva Hatoiv Lehetiv. Chesed flows because the nature of goodness is to do good. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who is the essence of good, creates because that is good, in his opinion, and that is Gedula. Now, Vini Kimoi Shemidazu, we're right at the center of the page, the line that begins with Hine. Kimoi Shemidazu Hishvach Hashalakadosh Baruch Hu Levadoi, just like this Midah of Chesed is the praise exclusively of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Gedula, this particular Gedula. Shein b'choy l'shum nivra livra yesh mi'ayin. Because as we discussed in the past few weeks, there is no such thing as a human being or any other creation who can create something out of nothing. That is strictly a godly power. V'lach yoyisoyin to then to sustain it. Is not only is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam beyond imagination, but Vigam Midazu Hilamayla Mehaskolas Kol Habruim Vahasagoso. Even this attribute of Gedula is beyond human understanding, and it's beyond our grasp. She'ein Koyach B'Seichel Shum Nivra, because it is impossible for the seichel of any created creation, la'haskul la'hasig midazu, to be able to fully comprehend the midas haChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yicholta, and Hashem's ability, livra yesh mi'ayin v'lach yosei. It is beyond human comprehension to try figuring out how it is possible to create something out of nothing. That's something that the human mind can't comprehend, because it's outside of the human experience, and anything that's outside of the human experience is impossible for a human being to comprehend. That's why we have such difficulty understanding the concepts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu existing outside of time. Where the Rambam writes and other Rishonim write that it's a waste to try to understand it, because it's impossible for a human being to comprehend an idea which is completely, totally outside of the human experience. And the same is the concept of creating something out of nothing. We can form things, we can fashion things, we can alter all kinds of matter, but we can't create anything out of nothing. So, therefore, it's called the midah of gedula because it's something which is uniquely godly. It's so great that it's uniquely godly. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't grasp him, so too, we cannot grasp his midas, because Hashem and his midas are one. Achdus Pasha, they're one simple unity. Kedisa B'zei HaKadosh, Di'iyo V'garmo Echad, he and that which he creates are one. U'kishem she'en b'choylis shum seichel nivra lahasig b'iroi. And we have to have the humility to understand that just like the human mind cannot grasp God, kach eni yochel lahasig midosav, so too must we have the humility to recognize that we cannot grasp any of his midas in their absolute terms. U'kimoish en b'choylis shum seichel nivra lahasig midas gedulosai. Just like it is inconceivable for a human mind to be able to grasp Hashem's gedula, which, as we just translated, means shehi hayicholis livra yesh miayin ulach yosei, that ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create something out of nothing and to sustain it. Kidichsev, the pasuk I quoted to you earlier, Olam Chesed Yibana, that eventually builds a world of Chesed. So too, going to the next step, we said that there are three praises that we mention. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, V'Anoyer. The next one is Gevura. What's Gevura? Kach, Mamish. So too, identically, Ein b'yicholis lahasig midas gevuras shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is impossible for us to conceive, to grasp Hashem's might. What is Gevura? So he translates Gevura as follows. Shehi midas hatzimtzum. This is the concept of holding back. Umenias hispashtus hachius. The withholding of the flow of this energy. Migdulosai. Of Hashem's infinite goodness, as we just defined Gedula. So to withhold that Gedula, he uses Gevura. We just turned the page to 158. Milereid viliz galus ala nivroim. From descending and to be revealed upon his creations. Lach yosem of the kaima begilui. Ki im behester panim. What Gedula causes is that it prevents the Gedula from descending and being revealed upon Hashem's creations to sustain them and to bring them into existence in a revealed way. Rather, it forces HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, he forces it to be sustained in a concealed behest upon him. Sheachios mistater, that this incredible gedula, this life force that flows from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is concealed b'guf ha-nivra, in the essence of each creation. Uki'ilu, it is so concealed to the degree ki'ilu guf ha-nivra hu davar b'fnei atzmai. It is so concealed that we look out at all of Hashem's creations and they look at to us, to the naked eye, they look as if they have their own existence, that they're independent. And ve'eino yispashtus hachios varuchnias ki yispashtus haziv va'or me'ashemesh. It doesn't look to us like creation is a flow of energy and a spiritual flow, as is the ray of the sun to the sun. Meaning, in the world of truth, in the world of gedula, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow it to look like it looks in its truth, then it would look identical to the ray of the sun, and we would immediately understand its relationship to the sun. But what Gevura does is Gevura conceals that obvious relationship between the chius that stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sustain and create the creation, so that it doesn't look like it is moment by moment dependent upon its creator. That's the function of Gevura. And it is equally understandable from our vantage point how that could be. Even though in truth nothing can exist on its own, it's nothing more than the light that stems, the ray that comes from the sun. That is the ultimate power of Hashem's Gevura. Asher kol yochel, he has the ability to do anything. Even litzam tzemachias varuchnias, he even has the ability to withhold that life force and that spiritual life-giving essence, hanishba meruach piv, that comes forth from the words of his mouth, ule astiroi, and he conceals it, shlo yivatil guf hanivra b'metzius. Here he's adding a new thing. Here he's throwing in that there's another purpose to why he conceals it. Not just so that it appears independently, but that there's a yesod, which is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to allow the pure energy to flow openly from his essence, and he wouldn't hold it back, that the guf hanivra, the essence of each and every creation, would cease to exist because it would be overloaded by the sheer amount of godly energy coming towards it. And therefore he needs to constrain and hold back the amount of obvious godliness flowing into anything. This concept, ein b'seichel shum nivra lahasig mehus ha-tzimtzum v'hester. We need to understand that this concept, it is impossible for any creation to grasp the essence of this symptom, of this withholding and this concealment. And that you could have simultaneously these two things going on. That even though gufa nivra nivra me'ayin li'yesh, even though at this very moment every single creation is being brought into existence out of nothingness, we got to understand that the midas atzimtzum is just as unimaginable as is the essence of creation. Now he's going to serve us some terminology. This concept of tzimtzum and this concealment of that life force is called the vessel. It's the vessel in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals that life force. V'achiyus atzmai, and the life force itself throughout Sifrei Kodesh is nikra b'shem or, is called light. We refer to it very often in these terms as energy. The reason we use this terminology is because just as the function of a jar is to cover that which is inside of it, so too is the concept of tzimtzum. It covers and conceals ha'or v'achiyus ha'shefeya, the energy and the life force that's flowing into it. V'akelim, and the vessels that we're talking about, hein ha'osios, these are the very letters of creation themselves, sheshor shan, that stem, their root, their sources, ha'osios minatzvach, they are the five letters of Gevura, referred to as the five letters that have what we call endo'osios, mem num tzadik fein chof. Shenhei Gevura is there referred to as the five forms of Gevura, Machalkois, Umafridois, Hahevel, Vehakoil, Behemitzois, Hapeh. All of them are dividers that separate the vapor and the voice, utilizing the five tools of speech. The Hisava is to create Chav Beis Oisi, is to create the 22 letters. And the source of these five gvuras is called Bitzina de Kardanisa. I have no idea what that means. She gvura ilo, that's the highest gvura, da atik yoimin. As is known to all of those who are Kabbalistically inclined. So clearly he did not want us to understand this. So, L'cha Hashem HaGdula VeHagvura, which is the same order as what we say in Shemoneh Esrei, HaKel HaGodol HaGibor, those terms flow in that exact order. Now, I believe, I'm going to have to go back in the notes and check, because I believe that we did a piece of Maranayim. He's going to refer to it in Perek Vav, about the famous Rashi in Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, he wanted to set out to create the world with the Midas Hadin. And he saw that the world couldn't sustain. So he went and v'shotvay the Midas Harachim, and he partnered it with Midas Harachim. And all the commentaries ask, what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind? And the answer to that is clearly not. That the Rebbe Shlomo never changed his mind, but he understood that the Midas HaChesed can't exist without a withholding force of the Midas HaGvura to hold back the flow of the endless amount of Chesed. Right, so Mitzvah Hashem, after Purim, we will continue with Shara Yichud VeEmunah.